Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
President Trump is meeting with Democrats today as the deadline looms for Congress to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. For more of this, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow. And Mark, what's the betting line for coming up with some sort of deal before the shutdown?
The betting line is very bad right now. I think most people assume that there will be a shutdown, but having feel like the old timer here, I mean, having been through this a lot of times, not that a government shutdown isn't likely, but it always looks likely, you know, within 48 hours. We're talking about midnight tomorrow is when it would happen. And that's because both sides are maximizing their positions and both sides are insisting there's no room for compromise, and they're absolutely going to make no changes, which, of course, is what you would say as you head into the final round of negotiations. So things could develop quickly. And the big meeting is today. It's going to be, I think it's noon your time, 3 o'clock out here, when the president is finally, it's going to be at that point 36 hours before shutdown hour, meet with Chuck Schumer, Democrat Senate leader, and Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat House leader, along with their Republican counterparts, to see whether or not they can stave this off. This was a meeting the president said there was no point in bothering with last week because he said he's not going to back down. Democrats are demanding that this sort of stopgap budget that the Republicans have proposed at least continue some health care subsidies. Republicans have said absolutely not. And apparently under pressure from Republican leaders, the president's agreed to sit down. So I guess what we're all waiting for is when this meeting ends sometime this afternoon, do they come out of there saying both sides they're impossible to work with, or do they come out of there saying it was a productive meeting, it looks like we might get somewhere?
Well, let's hope for the latter. If there's a shutdown, how long do you think the stalemate could last?
So this, again, it's so unpredictable. I mean, sometimes these things last for 12 or 24 hours and, you know, no one really notices. But they've gone on for, you know, a month before, and they hit in ways that are complicated for people. Obviously, the Washington area is hit real hard because there are hundreds of thousands of federal employees who either have to stay home or those who are deemed essential have to work, and they don't get paid. They get paid when the shutdown is over. But, you know, in California, I mean, it's, you know, everything from, you know, the maintenance of the Presidio, you know, which is federally owned, or Alcatraz, or anyone who wants to go to Yosemite. You know, last time I believe for a while Yosemite was open, but there were no, you know, there was no rangers, no one was picking up the trash, no one was going to the bathrooms to clean them. You know, the mail still gets delivered, Social Security checks go out, but it is a terribly inefficient way to run government. And so what usually happens is they wait and see which side is being blamed for this. And if Republicans are being blamed, then they will budge. And if Democrats are being blamed, they will. It really is a bad way to operate a government. I think everyone agrees with that. So one possibility today is they emerge from the meeting saying, look, President of the United States and the top four leaders of Congress from both parties have agreed there's a better way forward, and they agree to something. But at this point, I mean, Eric started out asking what the prospects are. I think most people in Washington would say, what, about 60-40 there's going to be a shutdown? But, of course, no one really knows.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. That's KCBS political analyst Mark Sandolo. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of senior military officials to an unprecedented meeting in Quantico, Virginia. President Trump will also be in attendance when the meeting begins tomorrow. Talk more about this. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, thanks for joining us, as always.
Hey, Eric, before we get to this very important story, it seems to me there's another important story I want to talk about for a minute, if you don't mind. That is, I've come to understand that after many years, you're retiring from the news business. And so as an old soldier to an old newsman, if you don't mind, I want to say thank you for your service and all the great things you've done to provide the people listening to you all across the San Francisco metropolitan area the best up-to-date news they could possibly get. So God bless and good luck, my friend.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate that. That was very nice of you. Let's talk about this meeting. I mean, what possible reason could you have for calling hundreds of, flag rank officers to Quantico?
Well, to use the word unprecedented doesn't exactly summarize, Eric. I mean, I've only been doing this national security stuff for over 50 years since I was commissioned. I don't recall any Secretary of Defense in the past calling together every general officer, about 800 or more, plus their senior non-commissioned officers, their sergeant majors, to one meeting. Imagine the security problem that just engenders. While there might be opportunities to speak to the whole group in the modern age, obviously, that can be done pretty easily by video teleconferencing, which is secure, or by secure Zoom. So this is really historical, if not unprecedented. And then, furthermore, the Pentagon has had in wraps what this is all about. I can only think of a couple of reasons, possibly. One is just kind of a gigantic pep rally for Mr. Hegseth to allow him to wax eloquently about what he calls the warrior ethos. Some have described this as the mother of all photo opportunities for the secretary. Number two is he's talked about reducing the number of general officers. This might be his opportunity to play the apprentice, as Donald Trump did on TV and publicly fire a bunch of general officers. Thirdly, perhaps he's going to talk about what is seeming to be the shape of the new national military strategy, which seems to take a whole new direction from the past, and that is to emphasize homeland security as the primary focus of the military. More troops in cities, more troops at the border, interdiction of drug cartels, such as the attack on boats coming out of Venezuela, Golden Dome, and all those things. But again, so far at least, no real clear explanation by the Pentagon why this is occurring. And then to complicate this meeting even further, in the last few days, the president himself, Mr. Trump, has announced that he is actually going to attend as well and address the generals. I guess, again, if it's the photo offer. If it's the mother of all photo ops, I'm sure Donald Trump wants to be there.
Let's talk about the security measures that would have to be in place for something like this to happen.
Yeah, the security measures there and the security measures abroad. I mean, again, you're bringing all these senior officers, many of whom are in very sensitive command positions overseas in the Middle East, where ongoing hostilities are occurring, in Europe, where, again, ongoing hostilities and threats we've seen in the last week or so, with drones flying into Poland, Russian aircraft flying into Estonia, cyber attacks in Britain. So bringing all of them back here at a very sensitive moment is a real challenge. Number two, you got all those people on one spot. I mean, for a terrorist organization or just for espionage or eavesdropping, this is a golden opportunity, I would think, for any of Americans' enemies abroad.
You know, Jeff, I have to wonder what goes through the minds of these commanders when you're called upon to attack what's called a drug boat based on scant evidence. Are you possibly putting yourself in danger of penalties later on?
Well, as I heard one guy describe it, you know, at the end of the Second World War, the United States at Nuremberg prosecuted a German admiral by the name of Karl Dönitz. And what Dönitz had done is attack civilian shippings on the high seas using submarines. And he was prosecuted and convicted for war crimes. So certainly that has seemed to be a precedent we've established in international law, that you can't just arbitrarily attack any ship in international waters unless that particular vessel is attacking an American ship or an American military vessel or making some other hostile action or you can prove categorically that it intends to attack the homeland of the United States. And none of those things have been proven. In fact, no evidence I've seen has really been given for these attacks beyond just the assertion that they were, in fact, carrying drugs to the United States. That also seems to be somewhat unclear. The first of the three boats attacked had 11 people on board, and it would strike me kind of odd that you would carry that many people if you're just bringing drugs. I think you'd fill it full of drugs. And furthermore, there are some reports that suggest that particular boat, when it was buzzed by a couple aircraft, turned around and was actually heading for Venezuela when it was, in fact, engaged.
Jeff, thank you so much. As always, we always appreciate you. That is CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted by the Department of Justice following pressure from the White House. Ty Cobb, who served as White House Special Counsel during President Trump's first term, has called the situation, quote, wholly unconstitutional and authoritarian. To tell us more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thanks for joining us.
Before I say anything else, Eric, I'd like to say that I'm sorry to hear you go. You are a CBS News treasure, and you know I speak to people like you and Margie every day, all day, and the two of you have always been among my favorites.
Aw.
That's nice to hear, Thane. Thank you so much. Same here. Right back at you, buddy. Let's talk about this indictment against Jim Comey. If you've read it, how, let's say, detailed is it?
It's not. It's two pages. You know, you would think something like this, you know, a prosecution of a former FBI director who was, you know, forced to resign in the aftermath of the during the investigation of the Russia collusion case, you would think it would be a 50-page indictment. It's just two pages, very simply stated. You lied before Congress. You made a false statement with respect to information you may have leaked to the Wall Street Journal. And by the way, I think you obstructed justice when it came to the Mueller investigation because you were aware that this case was weak, and yet you continue to pursue it and encourage it.
Thane, what's the significance of the grand jury rejecting one of the three counts originally sought by prosecutors?
Margie, you know, I think they thought it was piling on. It was another false statement. It was really the same thing. It was just another false statement. And, you know, again, a lot of the prosecutors in that office did not sign the indictment. They did not join in the new U.S. attorney who was appointed by Donald Trump. What does that tell you? It tells you that they didn't think there's sufficient evidence to bring this case at the outset, that there isn't enough probable cause. So it may be that the jury was doing the same thing, right? They said, look, you know, we see what this case is about. Look, you know, the real problem here, two things to say. One, most people who went to jail during the Mueller investigation, although there was no collusion, they still went to jail. You know why? They lied. Lying puts you in jail. People forget. You know, you lie on a federal document, you lie before a court. If they want to prosecute you, they will put you in jail. So that is here, and the Trump administration knows that. On the other hand, you have this horrible thing where the president of the United States is using his social media account to name his political enemies and to direct his attorney general as if she is his primary private lawyer to go after them and seek vengeance against them. That we've never seen in American politics. Remember, Donald Trump accused Joe Biden of the same weaponization, but Biden never said anything. He never said, go after this guy. It's the going after is so deliberately an example of the weaponizing of a legal system when there's supposed to be some kind of independence between the Justice Department and the White House.
The new U.S. attorney, acting U.S. attorney who's bringing this case, doesn't have much trial experience, right?
None. Both you guys have as much. She's never been a prosecutor. But Donald Trump doesn't care about that stuff. You know, it doesn't even occur to him. I think that he decided in his second administration that I picked a lot of people in the first administration that had good resumes, and then he betrayed me. That's what he would say. And so what I really want is loyalty. And I don't care where you went to law school. I don't care if you ever prosecuted a case before. You're going to do what I say. And that he's been very successful in appointing people that does what he say, doesn't even doubt it. And he's not very, you know, repentant about it. He openly is telling his attorney general to direct the U.S. attorney in Virginia to bring this action and punish these people. That's the problem, that lack of independence, the idea of the authoritarian. Everyone is always worried about the authoritarian possibilities within the Oval Office. This is the worst example of it.
Thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you. That is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.